when I started working there, it was in the middle of the school year, so it was kind of crazy. I had to learn things and do things and everything, and I worked with the occupational therapist, the physical therapist, and the speech therapist, as well as the teachers. And in doing this, I started to learn more about myself, because that I was also learning disabled but didn't realize it, and or had learning disabilities, I should say. And by learning those things, I was able to really understand what the kids were going through, because I had been through it in some cases. So working with those children and trying to motivate them, to push them a little bit more than they thought they might be able to do, I was able to work in the classrooms and with alongside with the teachers, and be able to modify some of the papers to make it not easier, which a lot of people thought it was just making it easier for the students. It wasn't making it easier for the students. It was simply leveling the playing field. If you took a learning disability, and I mean, just let's say dyslexia, there's many, 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 many varieties of dyslexia. So it's really interesting to try to figure out how these kids are challenged and how that we can help them, and to have all of the different people that are there to work to help them, and the advice that you get from all the different people, and being able to see them succeed, and just to be able to have a little step forward for some of these students is like a giant leap with some of the other students. They're so proud of themselves, and I get very emotional. I get it. And, you know, whether it was a, you know, a test, or whether it was playing volleyball, or what it might have been doing, that they had to achieve this goal. And it was just wonderful.